Access granted.
3, 2, 1. Welcome to Enduring Word Web Radio. Enduring Word. Here's your host, AJ Flores.
Greetings and blessings. Welcome to Enduring Word Web Radio. I'm AJ Flores, and we are just about a month away now from the launch of Enduring Word 24/7. What we need from you is a little bit of help. We want some feedback, what you like, what you don't like. You can shoot us an email, info@enduringword.net, or you can email me personally, ajflores@enduringword.net. Folks, joining us today is a gentleman who's putting together a large music festival over in Forest City, North Carolina. His name is David Coffin. David, how you doing?
Doing great today, AJ. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you. Why don't you go ahead and give us the particulars on iPraise?
iPraise is an independent Christian music festival featuring 27 different independent Christian artists and bands from all over the country. Some will be local and regional and national artists. So it'll be on Saturday, May 8th, and it'll run from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
All right, and here's one of David's songs. It's called In the Waiting. You're listening to Enduring Word Web Radio.
I'm still your own.
Psalm chapter 9, verse 10. Those who know your name will trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you.
One day I will rise up on wings like an eagle. I will soar through the heavens above. I will run and not grow weary, and I will never tire. Still the one thing that I'm looking for is to see your holy face. Just one glimpse of you and I know my earthly life will fade away. I will sing for you, Jesus.
Ninth hour with a song called I Will Sing. Hi, how you doing? I'm AJ Flores and we're glad you joined us this week. I really feel like the Holy Spirit wants to use the show this week. I feel like someone's going to be touched through the show. And if that's you, please open up your mind and open up your heart. Know that God loves you, that he sent his only son to die on the cross for you. Know that there is freedom and salvation in the blood of Jesus Christ. We're going to go to Margaret Graham now. She's out of Calgary, Alberta, Canada. This song is called Lord, We Come to You. You're listening to Enduring Word Web Radio.
Lord, we come to you. Let our hearts be open. Bring an offering fit for our King. For we know that you alone are holy. So we come to give you all that we have. You alone are holy. So to you. May our lives be open, holding nothing back from you. Let the truth be known, for we know that you alone are holy. So we come to give you all that we have. You alone are holy. So we give to you.
During Word Web Radio, AJ Flood is here with David Coffin. David, you run a ministry called Crucified Ministries. Talk to us about what Crucified Ministries is and what the mission is over there.
Oh, wow. You know, that's kind of been a thing in development since the whole thing started. But Crucified Ministries, what God really has kind of developed this thing into is an opportunity for me to be able to work with a lot of different churches and schools and different organizations around North and South Carolina, just really helping them to organize different types of Christian music events. These things could be, it could be a concert, it could be a festival, it could be a fundraiser of some type, youth rallies, just a little bit of everything. Which is a lot more than it's turned into a lot more than what I ever envisioned it to be. But it's just kind of one of those things where I thought I had a vision, and his was even bigger than I imagined. So,
Yeah, I can definitely understand that there. It's the same way it worked out for me here at Enduring Word Web Radio. God started downloading the vision, and I said, okay, I can do that. Then God said, wait, there's more. I said, ooh, okay, I might be able to pull that off. And God said, no, hold on, there's more. And I said, me? You talking to me?
The whole vision for Crucified Ministries, I guess, kind of came around about the first year that I was married, around about 2000. And my wife and I were just kind of sitting around talking, and we were getting ready actually to go to a concert in Greenville, South Carolina. And I told her, I said, you know, it sure would be nice if we had some of these things going on here in our county instead of always having to drive either an hour to Greenville or an hour to Charlotte or a couple of hours to Knoxville. Because it seemed like there's always things going on around us, but never anything going on right here at us. And that kind of seemed like something God was laying on my heart. And my answer to him then was kind of like, yeah, that's a good idea, God. I hope you find somebody to do that.
Yeah, definitely. Folks, that's David Coffin of Crucified Ministries. You can get more from them at crucified.org. That's K-R-U-C-I-F-Y-D.org. David, stick around. We're going to be back with some more from you. This is Enduring Word Web Radio.
listening to Entering Word Web Radio.
Open up your heart to me. Let me see through your eyes. You know that I have been through so much pain, and I need to understand your plan for my life.
David Coffin, their song's called I Need You Tonight. David, you've been singing in churches since you were about 4 years old. Talk to us about your music ministry and where the Lord's taken you with that.
I guess music ministry for me has been, I don't know, something that God's kind of, I guess maybe it is for everybody, I don't know, but for me it's kind of been a work in progress and still is to this day, because I've never really fully understood where God wants me to go with my music ministry. I just know that this is where I'm supposed to be. Like you said, I started singing when I was about 4 years old in churches, and that was, you know, just whenever they would let a little kid get up and sing in front of everybody. But about 9 or 10 years ago, I started really, trying to work more toward music ministry, and I took a position as a music minister at a small Southern Baptist church out here, and it didn't take long to realize that that was not the field of music ministry that God wanted me to go into. It's just something I never was comfortable with, But I continued singing at churches locally when family would invite me or friends, and took whatever opportunity that God would open up just to be able to share some music that He had laid on my heart. And then last year, for the first time, I felt led to start recording some stuff. And, you know, what you're hearing right now is what God is bringing out of that. So, you know, I don't know where it's going to go from here. And I just kind of wait on God to tell me where to go.
Amen. Well, let's see where some of it went. This is David Coffin with Salvation Is Here. You're listening to Enduring Word Web Radio.
The generation.
begun. God sent his only son. Our burden has been lifted. We need to turn away from the evils of the day, for Satan has been wounded. From the day that he was born to the day he wore thorns, he was pure as a lamb's wool. Saved by grace upon the tree, three nails set us free, by his wounds are paid in full. Riding on a mule, he was mocked and ridiculed, beaten and betrayed. His arms were open wide as he slowly bled and died. By grace he broke unchained, yeah. From the day that he was born to the day he wore the thorns, he was pure as a lamb's wool. Saved by grace upon the tree, as free by his wound for pain and for. That is painful. He rose up from the grave, promised to return one day. By his blood, our debt is paid in full.
Keith Morgan there, paid in full. Now, Phyllis Monarelli, song called You Are God.
I lift my hands, I lift my voice to exalt your name, for the world to see your glorious deeds, and your majesty will be declared throughout eternity. And day and night we will never stop singing. We're singing. Holy, 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 you are holy. You're so worthy, 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 God Almighty.
And day and night we will never
back, AJ Flotus with David Coffin. In your bio, I read a quote, David, where it said that God had given you this vision and you started thinking about it. You said, God, I can't do that. Well, here you are today, and there's obviously something that happened between then and where you are now. How has God moved you along in that?
Oh, man. Yeah, at which point? There are so many times when I tell God I can't do the things that He obviously has for me to do, and, you know, I kind of fight with that a lot. And He has to kind of bring me to my knees and bring me back to paying attention to what He's telling me to do more than what I'm telling myself I can't do. But like we said earlier with Crucified Ministries, whenever He first kind of laid the vision on my heart to bring new music to our area out here in Rutherford County, and I just said, God, you know, that's a good idea. I hope you find somebody to do that. And you know, without going into a whole lot of detail, because for time's sake, there was, you know, I went through a period of what I can see now was God preparing me and seasoning me for the work that He had to do for about 7 years before He really laid it on my heart about 2.5, almost 3 years ago now, that now is the time for that vision I gave you in 2000. Now is the time for that to come to fruition and for you to start working on that. There was a time of waiting and patience there. And then just with iPraise, with the festival that we're getting ready to put on now, there's been so many roadblocks that I've come up against, just trying to find a location. And then once I found a location, trying to find the money. And even about 5 or 6 weeks ago, I came to a point because I was struggling so hard trying to find sponsorship and funds. And, you know, I came to a breaking point where I was ready to just quit. You know, even with all the plans that were already done, I was ready to say, you know, it's time for me to just hang this up. It's too big for me. And some things happened that particular Monday that made it very clear to me that God was telling me, you can't quit. You have to keep going forward. And I just said, and that night when I got home, I just had to break down. I said, God, I know that you want me to keep going forward with this, but at this point, I don't know where else to go. And, you know, it was like the very next day, doors started opening. And God just kind of started, you know, opening things up for me to go in directions with iPraise and get things to start coming together that either weren't there before or I wasn't able to see before, until I came to that point that I said, God, if this is going to happen, you have to do it, because I can't.
Yeah, no, oftentimes, we talked about this a little earlier off air, we want to put our hand to things so much and we want to push things along, but it's God that has to do it. We heard a pastor not too long ago preach a sermon, and in the sermon he said, if it's God's will, it's God's bill. And my wife and I oftentimes have to turn to each other and remind each other that, her with the children's ministry and myself here even with this ministry, that sometimes we try to put our hands to things so much we can end up messing up the things that God has going on. But if we just stop and let the Lord do the work that He's gonna do, we're going to be so much better off than if we try and push things through ourselves.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right.
All right, David, stick around. We're going to be back. This is Enduring Word Web Radio.
Precioso Señor. this one. Jesus. The way you love me when nobody's around, Lord. The way you love me, you make me smile. You remind me I'm yours and you are mine. Oh God. You remind me that it's okay. You remind me that I'm yours. The way you hold me tight, you make everything alright. That's why you're sweet, God. That's why you're sweet, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That was off of Leon Timbo's live worship album. It's called Hymns. Stick around. We're going to be back with some more from David Coffin. But first, here's one of his songs.
Holy One,
David Coffin. David's putting together I Praise in Forestville, North Carolina. You can get more information about that at ipraisefest.com. David, tell us what folks can expect out at I Praise.
The specific details, again, we've got two stages, 27 different artists and bands, and this is going to be something completely different for our area because what we normally have out here is every Sunday there's probably, you know, a couple dozen churches that are having a Southern gospel singing that people can go to. This is going to be very, very extreme for our area because we're going to be mixing just about every form of Christian music worship that you can think of on these two stages, from Christian rock, Southern gospel, contemporary praise and worship, urban gospel, holy hip hop, you name it. We're going to have a little bit of everything for everybody. I'm still waiting to see how the community is going to respond to it. We've been doing some sample stuff on the sidewalk at one of the local shopping centers here for about 4 or 5 weeks, trying to give them a demo and stuff, but the reception has been really good. So, I'm positive that God is starting to open new doors out here and that I Praise is going to be an avenue that he uses to do that.
Sounds awesome. Sounds like you guys are not only sort of pushing the envelope and doing something that folks aren't used to out there, you're sort of being revolutionary. And oftentimes we don't think that God wants us to be revolutionary, but at the same time, Jesus Christ himself was revolutionary. So, it's very awesome to see that I Praise is coming together. And I have some more questions about I Praise that we're going to get into in the next segment. Stick around, folks. This is Enduring Word Web Radio. We'll be right back with some more from David Coffin.
You are Abba. You're my father, and your birth came from above. You are Abba, you're my father. You embrace me with your love, and I find mercy and grace as I'm lost in your embrace. You are Abba, you're my father.
I was blind.
was ABBA, My Father. This next song is called Step of Faith, and it's by a group named Step of Faith. You're listening to Enduring Word Web Radio.
By His grace, it's just one step.
Enduring Word Web Radio. David, I know there's a lot of stuff that goes on in the background putting together a festival like this. And you talked a little bit about some of the troubles that you had, but tell us a little bit more just about, you know, how this came together, some of the work that you had to do behind the scenes that folks may not realize goes into putting together something like this.
Well, AJ, one of the things that, maybe I've talked too much about the things that were tough, but one of the things that was really easy with putting this festival together was just finding the artists, because I used several different methods online to advertise the event and to put it out there and ask artists and bands just to submit their music and their ministry visions to me so that we could look over it and start trying to find out, start trying to choose some. But I knew from the early get-go that we weren't going to have a whole lot of money to, put towards this event. So, I just said, we got this event we're trying to put together. We're trying to reach a community, and we want artists and bands to come and help us minister to our neighbors out here. And it was overwhelming. I had close to 100 different bands and artists to submit applications to be part of this. And, you know, and I can't think of any of them that weren't any good. So the selection process, just to get everything to fit into the time frame that we had, was the hardest part of the selection process, was just picking the ones that we were going to bring out of, you know, 100 very talented and very, you know, mission, Christ-centered ministries. And they're all willing just to come and say, you know, come on, you know, give me a chance, and I just want an opportunity to minister. And that's one of the other big things with iPraise. One of the reasons that I wanted to put this together is to let some of the churches, we've got a lot of small churches out here that don't have a lot of budget, so they can't bring in the big major label artists. But what I want them to see is that, you know, you can get really, you know, awesome quality music and ministry from an independent artist that's willing to come for, you know, for beans. You know, give them something to eat and some gas money, and they're there. You know, that's all they want is just, to, you know, to see God provide for them as they do their ministry. And
people don't realize, when you say independent, that we're still talking about professional musicians here. People think independent, oh, what's this, what's that? No, we're talking professional musicians, just like you hear right here on Enduring Word, that have given their time and basically given themselves to the Lord and for the vision that He's put out there for them. This is, I can't stress it enough, it is professional music that people take the time. The writing process is not any different, and the production quality is there.
Right, right. And that's the whole thing. You know, that's iPraise. The I stands for independent, because we want this festival to really promote and expose independent artists, and with the skill and the quality and the dedication that's there, so that people understand that by bringing in an independent artist for a ministry event, you're not giving up anything. You're not losing anything by not having a major label supported there.
Amen, brother. I'm glad you're pushing forward with this mission, and you know, helping to move forward the whole independent Christian music and just helping getting that out there. David, we're running out of time here. I do want you to let folks know how they can get a hold of your EP and how they can contact you.
Sure, AJ. Yeah, my music can be found on crucifiedministries.org. And you just go there and find the Crucified Ministries shop, and the EP is available there, and they can just order it straight through the website.
Sounds good. Are you on the social networking sites as well?
I am also on MySpace and Facebook.
Okay. And you can contact him, of course, through crucified.org, crucifyd.org, and right on the members page at enduringword.net. He has a profile. If you don't have a profile, why not? Go over there and fill out a profile form. Takes just a couple of minutes. It's very easy and it's free, and then you can contact David and any of the other featured artists you've heard here on enduringword.net. David, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us.
Thanks, AJ. It's a blessing being with you.
Before we go, we want to thank the Lord of Lords and King of Kings for allowing us to serve Him. Also, thanks going out to the Misses and contributing producer Skid Mark Johnson. Also, thanks going out to internet contributor Christy Cabrera. From all of us here at Enduring Word Web Radio, I'm AJ Flores saying God bless you and yours. See you next week.
Enduring Word is a ministry of New Life Christian Church in partnership with AJ Flores Ministries, the home of the future of Christian music.
Let your indie out.